You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 8, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How database voter purges target black ballots. In a major legal ruling ahead of the national midterm elections, a federal appeals court intervened to halt a sweeping government voter screening program. A divided panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled to preserve a nationwide injunction. That decision blocks federal authorities from cross-referencing sensitive immigration files and social security numbers against state voter registration lists. The appellate ruling upheld an earlier decision by U.S. District Judge Sparkle L. Suknanen, who found that federal agencies unlawfully retooled administrative systems to facilitate mass voter removals. Civil rights litigators argued that these automated purges threatened to strip thousands of naturalized Americans of their fundamental right to vote. The court stepped in before flawed algorithms could cancel legitimate registrations across the country. To understand the current legal battle, one must look back nearly 40 years. Congress created the Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements Program, known as SAVE, through the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. Lawmakers originally designed the system for a narrow administrative task. Its single purpose was to help government agencies confirm the immigration status of applicants who sought specific public benefits such as Medicaid or food assistance. Because native-born citizens do not interact with immigration agencies, the SAVE system was never built as a universal citizenship database. The database pulls information from agencies such as Immigration Services and Border Patrol. These federal tracking records routinely suffer from reporting delays when an immigrant completes naturalization and becomes an American citizen. When election officials repurpose this benefits tool to police voter rolls, the technical cracks in the system quickly become voter traps. Federal statutory protections stand directly in the path of these electronic sweeps. In 1993, Congress passed the National Voter Registration Act, frequently called the Motor Voter Law. Lawmakers passed the statute to make registration easier while protecting eligible citizens from arbitrary purges. The legislation requires states to conduct list maintenance that is uniform, non-discriminatory, and fully compliant with historical civil rights protections. A crucial safeguard within this statute is the mandatory 90-day quiet period. Under Section 8 of the Act, state election officials cannot carry out systematic voter removal programs within 90 days of a federal election. Congress placed that rule into federal law because last-minute bureaucratic purges leave citizens with no time to fix administrative mistakes before casting a ballot. When officials rush to remove names right before an election, innocent registered citizens lose their fundamental franchise without warning. The current federal campaign did not develop inside a vacuum. Individual states spent more than a decade testing automated citizenship purges, and those attempts repeatedly collapsed. In 2012, Florida election officials cross-referenced motor vehicle registries against federal records to flag suspected non-citizen voters. The state released an initial list targeting 180,000 voters, but local election supervisors discovered that nearly every person on the list was a fully eligible naturalized American. Texas repeated the exact same misstep 7 years later. In 2019, the Texas Secretary of State generated public alarm by claiming that 95,000 non-citizens were registered to vote. County officials soon confirmed that the state had matched old driver's license files from when immigrants held lawful green cards, completely ignoring their subsequent naturalization ceremonies. A federal judge halted the operation, Texas rescinded the list in a court settlement, and the state Secretary of State resigned. State officials continued these aggressive tactics during the 2024 election cycle. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen instructed county registrars to deactivate 3,251 registered voters. His office identified these individuals simply because state records showed they had ever received an alien registration number. This administrative logic overlooked a fundamental fact of American immigration law. Every single naturalized citizen receives an alien registration number before completing naturalization. Civil rights groups, including the Alabama NAACP and the League of Women Voters, challenged the directive in court. In October 2024, a federal judge stopped the purge because the state launched the program during the statutory quiet period. The court highlighted that thousands of targeted individuals were fully documented citizens who had done nothing wrong. The case underscored how easily statewide list maintenance operations can sweep up lawful voters under the guise of list accuracy. These database sweeps carry profound consequences for Black political power across the nation. Demographic research reveals that the foreign-born Black population in the United States has expanded beyond 5.6 million people. This growing community accounts for more than 11% of all Black people living in the country today. As immigrants naturalize, their participation transforms the broader electorate. Eligible naturalized Black voters now number more than 3 million citizens. They represent an essential voting bloc in critical swing states like Georgia, Florida, and Pennsylvania. Communities with origins in Jamaica, Haiti, Nigeria, Ghana, and Ethiopia have established roots and active civic organizations. In places such as Georgia, where elections turn on razor-thin margins, canceling even a few thousand eligible naturalized voters can alter the political landscape entirely. Algorithmic voter purges cause harm along distinct racial lines. By definition, a native-born American has never appeared inside a federal immigration file. Naturalized citizens, however, remain recorded in those systems permanently. Because the vast majority of modern naturalized citizens are Black, Latino, or Asian American, any automated query targeting immigration registries falls squarely on communities of color. Furthermore, African and Caribbean immigrants frequently encounter bureaucratic name-matching failures. Many Black immigrants carry compound surnames, generational titles, or hyphenated family names. State driver's license offices and federal databases routinely truncate these names or enter spaces inconsistently. Automated matching programs flag these typographical errors as discrepancies. In an automated system, a missing hyphen is treated as proof that a lawful citizen does not belong on the voting rolls. When an electronic cross-check flags a voter, the state places the burden of proof entirely on the citizen. Election boards mail challenge letters demanding that targeted voters present physical proof of citizenship within strict deadlines. If an individual has misplaced an original certificate, obtaining an official replacement requires filing Form N-565 with federal immigration authorities. The federal government charges a fee of $555 for a paper application and $505 for online filings. Processing that single replacement document takes between 8 and 10 months on average. For an hourly wage worker, paying hundreds of dollars and waiting nearly a year to save a voter registration is an impossible barrier. Civil rights advocates rightly identify this steep administrative expense as a digital resurrection of the historic poll tax. Modern automated purges reflect a long history of institutional disenfranchisement in the United States. Following the Civil War, formerly enslaved Black Americans organized to exercise political power after emancipation. In response, Southern legislatures enacted poll taxes, literacy tests, and grandfather clauses designed to lock Black citizens out of the democratic process. These exclusionary policies persisted for generations until courageous organizers demanded federal reform during the Civil Rights era. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 established federal oversight through Section 5 preclearance, shielding vulnerable communities from discriminatory voting changes. However, the Supreme Court weakened that protection in its 2013 decision in Shelby County versus Holder. Without federal preclearance, states resumed aggressive voter purges. The broader struggle reveals ongoing tensions regarding federalism and state power. When federal oversight recedes, state officials routinely adopt restrictive procedures that dilute minority voting strength. When an eligible voter is removed or deactivated, the practical consequences surface directly at the polling place. A voter arrives at the precinct only to discover that their name is absent from the electronic poll book. Instead of receiving a standard ballot, the voter receives a provisional ballot under the Help America Vote Act of 2002. Poll workers are often unfamiliar with the rules, and some voters are improperly turned away altogether. Even when a citizen casts a provisional ballot, the obstacles remain substantial. Local election boards review these ballots during post-election canvassing. If the state deactivated the voter during a recent purge, the local canvassing board will reject the provisional ballot. Furthermore, many jurisdictions require citizens to cure challenged ballots by traveling to a county clerk office within a few days to show documentation. For working-class people without flexible schedules or transportation, that brief window results in permanent disenfranchisement. Voters can take practical measures to defend their registrations against unlawful purge programs. The first line of defense is checking registration status well in advance of state deadlines. If a voter receives a challenge letter, that individual should contact their county board of registrars immediately. Providing secondary documentation, such as a state real ID or an official passport, can resolve the issue before an election. When voters encounter resistance or unexpected deactivations, national nonpartisan resources stand ready to assist. Citizens can call or text the National Election Protection Hotline at 866-OUR-VOTE for immediate legal help. If challenged directly at the polling place, voters should insist on receiving a provisional ballot and retain their tracking receipt. By staying informed and exercising statutory rights, communities can resist database purges and protect their sacred right to vote. Copyright, African Elements.